Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hosted on Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to today's broadcast. I'm excited about today's subject. I want you to be aware that here on Motivational Mondays each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dream. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we have the platinum pipe of our in-studio guest, the outstanding female vocalist of the year, Raquel Herring and Stephen Wimberly, sharing as our in-studio guest. The dialogue was rich on the power of who you can always count on. And today happens to be my girl Rocky's birthday, and in honor of Raquel Herring and this being her birthday, I want to share with you one of her releases from her album, Always Count on You.
This is the day the Lord made. Celebrate his goodness each day. Lift your hands up to him and say, you're my everything. He is my Lord and Savior. Above him there's nothing greater. He's worthy of all my worship and all of my praise. I gotta let you know you captivated my soul. You are my miracle, your word reached through me, and I know your love forever will be. It's written down for me to see. You are the love and change me all of my days. Always count on you, for you to see me through, 'cause you are greater. It's he who lives and reigns, promise to never change. Jesus remains the same. What you believe in him for, expect that he'll do so much more. He promises to meet you at your level of acceptance. Into the unknown, open the door. Make him all that you're looking for. Speak his words of faith. Lord, I gotta let you know you captivated my soul. You are my miracle. Your word reached through me and I know your love forever will be. It's written down for me to see. You wanna love and cherish me all of my days.
Again, happy birthday to my girl, Raquel Herring. If you would like to acquire your copy of Always Count on You, visit myrocky.com, myrocky.com. As we reconnect, I want to let you know that on our last installment, we really had a rich discussion. And so again, you can visit the website to be able to share in the richness of that around Rocky's story associated with the song that was the inspiration for the same. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. Work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. Today's topic in our Shape Up series, how to maintain the fire for your vision, is one that I know many struggle with. As a matter of fact, I often receive this very question in my private coaching practice. Coach Adams, How do you maintain your fire for your vision? Well, let me do this. I want to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into the broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This, of course, will lend to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime in at that time, and we really do love and appreciate the audience participation. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. Write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax, an email, whatever you need to do. Let someone know that you are inviting them to today's broadcast and that you're asking that they join you for the same. We extend our heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. The question on the table today is, Coach Adam, how do I maintain the fire for my vision? Stated earlier, this is a question that I get asked often in my private coaching practice, and so I know that I'm not alone in this, you're not alone in this, that this is a very subject that many people struggle with, maintaining their fire. And first, let us clarify this term fire. When I'm speaking of fire, we're talking about one's passion, their enthusiasm, their excitement for their vision. This passion, this enthusiasm, this excitement gives off a light, it gives off heat, it gives off flame. That heat, that flame is your passion. It illuminates, you radiate. I was speaking with someone today in a coaching session, and they were sharing with me one particular area of vision that they're pursuing, and they said, when I talk about it, I light up. And that's exactly what we're talking about, that when you tap into that place of passion, you light up. There is light that radiates. You send off this heat because of that passion. There is a flame that burns from you that's known as enthusiasm and excitement around your vision. And many of you are saying that, wow, how do I keep that burning? How do I keep that going? I'm struggling. Let us now take a look at and understand how a fire spreads. And, you know, I thought this was very interesting to bring around today's subject of how to maintain the fire for your vision. How a fire spreads. For a fire to occur, there has to be three necessary elements. You need heat, you need oxygen, and you need fuel. And once there is the heat source to cause ignition and the sufficient amount of fuel and oxygen present, the fire will continue to burn. As the fire burns, large amounts of heat are produced. Heat also always flows from regions of high temperatures to regions of low temperatures. This transfer of heat causes the fire to grow and to spread to other areas. When we're talking about this, we're talking about this very thing of your passion and fire for your vision. Do you have the heat, that spark on the inside? This spark, it must be hot enough to cause ignition, cause there to be something ignited in you. Oxygen, do you have enough oxygen? The oxygen is that supply around us, and I would say this oxygen around you are the words that are spoken. So you have the heat, which is that which is on the inside of you that has to be sparked. You need that. That causes the ignition. It causes there to be this igniting. You know, so often I'll have individuals chat, and, you know, I don't know where to go with what's on the inside of me. Well, as you're coach, you have the heat on the inside of you. You have what's needed on the inside of you. as your coach, I support you in igniting and drawing that out. And so as it relates to how does a fire spread, you have to first have that heat. And that is your internal passion. No one can have the heat for you. The heat starts with you. And the oxygen, which is in amber supply all around this natural fire in the air with breath, it breathes on the fire. This oxygen are the words that are spoken into your life around your vision. Because understanding that words breathe life, words become your oxygen. And I'm not saying necessarily that it's others just speaking the words, but the words you speak to yourself around your vision become the very oxygen that now is a part of the components that are required when you're looking at how does a fire spread. You need the heat. You need the oxygen. And you need the fuel. And that fuel is associated with that vision that is on the inside of you. It's that gas that you're continuously pouring, dousing on that flame, that gas associated with your passion, that gas that tells you you can, that which gives you a greater source of oxygen for this fueling to take place. And so when we're looking at this fire, I want us to understand, you know, Coach Adams loves being able to give acronyms. And I want you to know that this fire, this term fire, I put an acronym to it to assist you because we're talking about how do I maintain my fire for my vision? How do I maintain my fire for my vision? In the midst of adversity, in the midst of hardship, in the midst of trials, in the midst of tribulation, in the midst of struggle, how do I maintain my fire for my vision? I must say that you are virtually asking some wonderful questions on this Motivational Monday. And again, I know that I'm not alone. You're not alone. This is something that we have to continue to be able to convert and to do in order for our vision to live. And so I want you to understand that you have to have focus that is intentionally repetitious with endurance. You must be focused with great intentionality that is repetitiously happening with endurance. We're going to talk about these various aspects. Fire. The F is your focus. Your focus. Having a central point of attraction that you are giving your attention to. This attraction around that which you have been able to envision. So you're clear on what it is, and so it is your central point of focus that you've been able to envision. You know, my mentors teach that whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live in you and manifest out of you as your destiny and your circumstance. And so when we're talking about this subject of how to maintain my fire for my vision in the midst of adversity, in the midst of hardship, in the midst of doubt, in the midst of stuff, because that's really what we're saying is how do I maintain this fire for my vision when I'm feeling fatigue, when I'm feeling stress, when I have and I'm dealing with doubt, when I have adversity, when I'm just, you know, in this struggling of this place, I'm struggling. How do I continue forward? Well, one, you have to have that focus. that central point of attraction that you build a habit around and you become addicted to this habit, whatever it is, you have to narrow your focus. You can't be all over the place. So you have to have a central point of attraction that you are giving your attention to. This central point of attraction is around that which you have envisioned internally on the inside. Focus. Intentionally, being on purpose, knowing your target, that everything you do, the trajectory of that moves in the direction of your target. You're focused. You have your central point of attraction that is very clear. You're giving your attention to that. And now there's an intentionality that everything you do is on purpose in the direction of your target. You do this repetitiously, because this is how we build and establish a habit, through repetition, repetitiously. The act of repeating or doing or saying or writing something again, repeated action. You know, I remember when I was in school and they called it standards. You had to write a standard over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. The same is true in this. Whatever your vision is, you need to read it, look at it, speak it, breathe it over and over again. So often many will write their vision and their goals for the year, and they don't look at them ever again. A part of your journey work is that you would reconnect with, look at, revisit your vision at least twice a day. And I say at least, at the start of your day, at the close of your day, so that you build that habit of really reconnecting with your vision, redefining it as you need to, but this repetition is key. And then you have to, in addition to, and I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we're talking about how to maintain the fire for your vision, we've established that there are certain elements that have to be in place for a fire to spread and to burn. And those elements that we've established are that there has to be, number one, heat. Heat is key. And that heat is your passion. The heat is internal. It's inside of you. No one can bring the heat to your vision. No one is going to have the enthusiasm, the fire, the passion for your vision in the way that you will have it. So that heat. And understanding that the heat is this spark. And it has to be hot enough to cause there to be this ignition, this igniting of the flame. But again, it starts with you, the visionary. It starts with you, the visionary. There must be oxygen. This oxygen is the supply that's all around you, this air. And I want you to know that as it relates to your vision, we're going to liken this oxygen to the words that are spoken. There'll be words that give your fire what it needs to continue to develop and grow, or there'll be words that will not give it the oxygen supply that it needs to breathe. But the words that are most important and most significant are the words that you speak around your vision. And then we have this fuel, the fuel is that gas. And so whatever is fueling and all of these elements must be in place, this is what we've been sharing and talking about, that all of these elements must be in place. They're all key. That we must be focused, intentionally repetitious with endurance. This is our fire, and we're developing this acronym. As you know, Coach Adams loves to be able to give an acronym that one can see, that you can really connect in with. And so today's acronym is around the word fire, as we're talking about how to maintain the fire for your vision. That there must be focus, having a central point of attraction, that you are giving your attention to this. It's based on what you have already envisioned on the inside, and now you're giving your attention to the central point of attraction. It's not a little point here, a little point there, over there, over here, there, there, over there. No, it's one central point of attraction. In addition to that, there must be an intentionality, meaning that you must be on purpose. You have to be clear on your vision, know what your vision is, and all that you do is on purpose in association with your vision. There is an intentionality that when you release all of what you put in the atmosphere, the trajectory of that is very clear as it relates to the specific target, because you are on purpose. You do all of this repetitiously. And this repetition we've established and stated is this act of repeating or doing or saying or writing something. I shared that, and I'm sure many of you can relate to this. In school, we had to do standards, and you had to write something over and over and over and over and over again, that repetition. That is what we're talking about when we're looking at this very process of repetitiously. So you have your focus. There is an intentionality to it that is repetitious, but you're moving repetitiously. In addition to that, there is this understanding, endurance. Endurance is the ability to bear the pain in spite of hardship, in spite of trials, in spite of tribulations, the ability or the strength to continue or last, especially despite fatigue, stress, or other adversity, other conditions, the lack of stamina. And so I want you to know that this endurance is key as it relates to how do I maintain my fire, because endurance is truly a state of mind. And so understanding that endurance is a state of mind and it really connects with my fire burning, I have to understand the significance of that. Many would say, I'm going to throw in the towel, I quit. They don't endure. Why? Because we are living in a microwavable society that wants everything quick, fast, and in a hurry. Give it to me quick, give it to me fast, make it happen in an instant. And this process of endurance has been lost. And it's just that. It is a process. It is your ability to bear the pain in spite of hardship and trials. Well, you have to build the muscle around that. You have to be strengthened around that and developed around that. And that only comes from being able to overcome adversity, overcoming pain in spite of the hardship, overcoming trials and different things that come against you. How great will your fire continue to burn? Will you be relentless for your vision? And that's where I want to encourage you today, to step back and do several things. One, I encourage you to reassess, evaluate your fire and your passion for your vision. Because we started at the top of this time together today here on Motivational Monday, looking at and clarifying this term, fire, because it's at the core of what we're discussing today, and it really is something that we have to be able to get a clear picture image of. Fire, what does that look like as it relates to my vision, as it relates to achieving my goals, as it relates to living out my dreams? Because any of these areas would apply to this maintaining the fire. Maintaining the fire for your vision, maintaining the fire for your goals, maintaining the fire ultimately to live out your dream. And so again, this fire is your passion. It is your passion that is ignited on the inside. It shows up on the outside as enthusiasm and excitement. It gives off this light. It radiates this light, this heat, and these flames because of the passion on the inside of you. That's enthusiasm and it's excitement. It makes you light up from the inside out because of this fire. And so when you understand that, you understand that in order for my fire to continue to burn in the midst of, I must be focus with intentionality, repetitiously with endurance. Focus, intentional, repetition with endurance. Focus, intentional, repetition, endurance. Focus, intentional, repetition, endurance. This is my fire. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to Motivational Monday today. I want you to know, as we prepare to close out today's broadcast, that we want to continue this dialogue through our social media platforms that are available. We have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. We encourage you, if you're not a part of the Motivational Mondays forum, the group that has been established, feel free to request to join, interact, make a comment. We want to hear, was this broadcast beneficial for you? What are you taking away? What is your biggest struggle? Do you have any show concepts or ideas or thoughts that you would like to share with us? That is a forum that has been established for you to be able to do so. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams on our next broadcast, our next installment. I am so excited about next week's guest. We have Janae Allen. She will be in studio with us, and we are going to be talking about forming a future. I'm really excited about next week's broadcast with Janae Allen of Senses on forming a future. You don't want to miss it. I want to also make sure that you're aware, and I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com. Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success twice a year in January and July. We host a live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. Advanced early bird registration is open and now available. You can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in your life, on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. We want you to know that now is the time to set the time aside on your calendar, January the 28th, January the 28th, 2017 is our next Wind Shop. We trust that you will participate with 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. And again, early bird registration is currently available. We don't want you to miss out on this awesome opportunity. In addition, sponsorship opportunities are available. And so if you're interested in partnering with Coach Adams and would like to be a sponsor, we invite you to do so and welcome the same. Again, I thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, one who inspires. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.